I have invented Halloween mind work that I hope you will find to be engaging, interesting, fun, and that will create and forge new neural networks each time you make a pass through it. The Halloween mind work challenge involves remembering a list of 7 Halloween associated terms. The terms are never going to change, though the order might. Between saying each of these terms, I will invite you with each round to both tap either your right or your left hand on either your right or your left thigh, either 1, 2, or 3 times, and with the other hand, the hand that you are not tapping your thigh with, to tap either your left or right eyebrow and either your left or right collarbone. Here's how the exercise then works. I will say to you, take your right hand and tap 2 times on your left thigh as you are tapping on your right eyebrow. You only, however, tap either with your right or left hands between saying the words. So, in other words, I will say here for the first round, I'm going to give you a list of 7 words. Between saying each word, you tap twice with your right hand on your left thigh, on your right eyebrow with your left hand once. So here's the way it works. I say the word pumpkin. You tap twice with your right hand on your left thigh, and you tap once with your left hand on your right eyebrow. And you do that each time that I actually make a pass through the list. I will remind you about the list each time. You've got your assignment this time. Here's the list to remember. Pumpkins, witches, ghosts, yellow, trick-or-treat, haunted house, October. Remembering those terms now, engage the tapping between saying each of those terms. Do this now. How did you do? We're going to now make another pass, same list. Take your left hand and tap once on your left thigh. Take your right hand and tap 3 times on your left eyebrow. Here's the list again. Pumpkins, witches, ghosts, yellow, trick-or-treat, haunted house, October. Go! How did you do? Next round, take your left hand and tap twice on your right thigh. Take your right hand and tap once on your left collarbone. Again, between saying the words. Here's the list again. Pumpkins, witches, ghosts, yellow, trick-or-treat, haunted house, October. Go! How's it going? Are you feeling rushed? All the more fun. We're now going to make another pass, and between each of the words, take your right hand and tap 3 times on your right thigh. Take your left hand and tap 2 times on your right
collarbone. Here's the list again. Pumpkins, witches, ghosts, yellow, trick-or-treat, haunted house, October. Go. An important reminder for you. You're probably not even finished with the list. It doesn't matter whether you're finished or not. It doesn't matter whether you can remember the list. It doesn't matter whether you can remember what you're supposed to tap where. The only thing that really matters is that you attempt to do this. It's not the success that matters. It's the thinking that actually matters, and that's what crafts new neural networks. Let's go for another round. Take your right hand and tap 2 times on your right thigh. Take your left hand and tap 1 time on your right eyebrow. Here's the list again. Pumpkins, witches, ghosts, yellow, trick-or-treat, haunted house, October. Go! Are you getting through the list a little easier? Next round, take your right hand on your left thigh, slap it once, take your left hand on your left eyebrow, tap that twice. Here's the list again. Pumpkins, witches, ghosts, yellow, trick-or-treat, haunted house, October, and remember, do the tapping between saying or thinking the words. How's it going? Take your right hand and tap your left collarbone once. Take your left hand and tap your right thigh 3 times. Pumpkins, witches, ghosts, yellow, trick-or-treat, haunted house, October. Go! Did you get through the list this time? Right hand on your right thigh, tap twice. Left hand on your left collarbone, tap once. This time, however, I'm going to reverse the order of the terms. So it's a bit of additional challenge for you. October, haunted house, trick or treat, yellow, ghosts, witches, pumpkins, go! And finally, one last and final and grand finale round. Congratulate yourself for going through this very challenging exercise. This list will also be in reverse. Take your right hand, tap your right thigh once. Take your left hand and tap your left collarbone twice. Here's the list in reverse order. October, haunted house, trick or treat, yellow, ghosts, witches, and pumpkins. Go. Was that fun or what? Do you find yourself judging yourself about how well you did? Put that in the shelf, so to speak, and close the door. It doesn't really matter a flip how well you did or didn't do. It only matters that you actually work on doing this particular exercise. And another piece of wisdom. It doesn't even matter whether you can do it or not. Literally visualizing doing it is 75% of what you can do if you can physically do it. If you're having trouble with the tapping, it doesn't matter. Simply visualize doing it and you will discover that, yes, indeed, you have just forged new neural networks. This is particularly important if you're having difficulty with mobility. Your body is processing through the same old neural networks that are a bit blocked and clogged. What you need to do then is to forge new neural networks, and you'll find that movement will become effortless. May you enjoy the mind work this month, the month of Halloween, and may you do this exercise over and over, as you will find you become more and more proficient, and as you discover that these new neural networks have indeed been forged perfectly. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.